We are joined now on the line by the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Kaliri. Minister, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon, Justin.
You heard those mothers there and how much they're struggling just to get through the week, the enormous impact it's having on them and on their children living close to the breadline in poverty. What's your reaction to what you heard there?
Well, that's why we've published a very ambitious child poverty strategy. I really don't want Nicola or Tina or anybody in Redsfield or anybody in any part of the country to be in that situation. And I think from listening to Nicola and Tina's stories, you get a sense of the multifaceted nature that fuel and energy bills coming from bad insulation are one major cause, food costs are another cause. You also see the huge work being done in Redsfield and being done in centres like Redsburg right across the country. So that's why we have published a child poverty target that involves every single government department that has a role in this space, being in part of reaching that target. That's why it's been published by my department in the Department of Social Protection. But we have a unit now within the Taoiseach's unit looking at the cross-departmental impact on child poverty and the initiatives we need to take to reduce bills for people, reduce fuel bills, to reduce other bills so that they have money to spend on their children, benefits.
And on that, the Taoiseach was asked during the week if there would be a second rate of child benefit targeted at those families who need it most, like the people we heard in that report. And he said, and I quote, "I'm working on that. We will do something on that or equivalent to that." Can you clarify now what that means? Because I think an expectation has been created that there will be a second tier of child benefit in the budget. Is that what's going to happen?
We just need to look at the supports that are already in place in addition to the universal child benefit. We have the child support payment, Justin, which is paid in addition to child benefit to those on the lowest incomes. And we're investing 780 million euro per annum in the child support payment. It assists about 329,000 children. I have that available to me immediately. A second tier of child payment is something that we are looking at within the department, and my officials are doing a lot of work on it. The proposals around it, though, would involve a complete rejig of existing payments. And what I want to make sure is, firstly, that nobody loses out by introducing a new payment. And secondly, we have to look at where you would bring in the tiers, where you'd bring in the cutoff, and ensure the working families who are currently being supported by the working family payment don't lose out either.
It doesn't sound though that you're ready to introduce a second tier of child benefit by the budget in a few weeks.
I have tools available to me that I'm focused on, Justin. I'm focused on the child support payment and on further increasing that. And just that has been increased by over 50% in the last number of years for children over the age of 12. That's 62 euro additional per week. 50 for those under 12. That has a direct impact.
But I just want to clarify then, are you saying that because of the complexity of all of the work that has to be done around the introduction of a second tier of child benefit, that that is unlikely to happen in the budget next month?
That work won't be done, but we are working on it with a view to bringing a proposal to government at some stage. But I want to make sure that in bringing that proposal that nobody loses out. I want to make sure that it has the kind of effect that we need it to have, that those on the lowest incomes, those who are struggling, get that permanent security. And before we bring that in, I have immediate supports available. I have immediate tools available through the child support payment, through the working family payment. They are my target for investment in the immediate short term.
Okay. So no second tier of child benefit then in the budget next month. But we have been talking about this for two decades now. So why has that not happened?
Well, we've been putting quite a lot of work into it. And when you say there will be no second tier, that is, it's not the full story, that there are many people who are getting that child support payment every week. There are people, if your children are over 12 and you're on the child support payment, you're getting 62 euro extra per week. For your children over 12, you're getting 50 under 12. The working family payment is there. There are additional supports already available. And certainly I've made, since I was appointed a number of months ago, the second tier payment a priority. We're looking at all the angles in that. And we will will progress it. We will absolutely progress
okay,
it. But I can do people who need support now and need support at the current frame, we have those tools in the child support payment, which, as I said, with 780 million euro a year, with the working family payment, in addition to that, we have supports available immediately.
There are around 80,000 households in Ireland who earn more than 200,000 euros per year, and many of those households receive child benefit payments as well. Do you accept that there are tens of thousands of people who are in receipt of that money who don't need it, and that it would be better targeted at the people on the margins who do?
Look, you can't make a general statement like that, Justin. You don't know what the circumstances of any particular household is. And we've always had a commitment to universal child payment in respect of our commitment as a state over many years to children and to supporting children. But what we are doing is focusing considerable resources on children that need the support, on family homes that need the support. And we will continue to do that. And that is why we're looking at that second tier payment. It is a commitment in the programme for government to look at it, to ensure that those families with the most need will receive that payment. That will not be a universal payment. But as I said, we do have tools that do okay. support those families under the most pressure right now.
And you've made that clear. But in terms of this, the second tier of child benefit, which you say won't be, the work won't be done in time for the budget next month, when will it be done?
I'm confident that we will be in a position to bring a proposal to government ahead of Budget 27. But as said, in the meantime, we're not walking away from the problem. We have supports available. We have considerable supports available, as I said, through the child support payment, which is 780 million. You heard the team at Raelf Beag speaking about the importance of food, that they can give meals. This year, we will invest 320 million euro in hot school meals at primary school. And by the end of this calendar year, every school, every primary school in the country will have access to those.
Right.
So as well as our income supports, we have non-income supports. And we are considering, we are expanding those non-income supports across the board.
All right, Minister, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cailleary.